Welcome back to the Billy Manning Show. This is episode 14. Last week, I did not air an episode due to just feeling under the weather. Didn't have a temperature or anything, just runny nose and a little bit of a cough and just felt kind of off, you know, but I feel fine now. Whatever normal for me is, that is. So, a lot going on. Halloween has come and gone. And I had some friends over, and we watched Fantasy Island. Took kind of a break in movies and visited for a bit. And my other friend came over with his kid, and we listened to some Halloween music and had a little bit of a dance-off, which I admittedly lost to a three-year-old. Yeah, my skills are... compared to a can of Chef Boyardee when it's just sitting there. So, yeah, that's how it went. And so after the movie break, one of my friends left, and I had my other friend from Springfield stayed until like 3 in the morning. We ended up watching Leatherface, which is the origin story of him before the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. And good movie, very gruesome. If you're into that sort of thing, you know, there's audiences for every movie genre, and it was entertaining. And then, of course, we had already seen Halloween Town so many times, so we decided to watch Halloween Town High and Return to Halloween Town, which is the one where they had recast Marnie, but the rest of the cast remained the same, as well as some new additions. Had a good time watching those movies, eating food, visiting, just catching up. One of my friends from work was over, and you know, just getting to know him as a friend better, basically, and just kind of when you're introducing one new friend to another new friend, then it's always good to get everyone to know each other within the friend group. So that's kind of what I've been working on is getting that friend group going together. So yeah, that was Halloween. I love Halloween. It was very fun. I decorated and had my animatronics set up. And what I did was I replaced my regular bulbs with flickering haunted house-like bulbs. And it was really interesting. But yeah, we had a good time. And I was happy to have the time to celebrate Halloween with some friends. Like I said, I was a bit under the weather, kind of like by November 1st and 2nd, and just kind of getting through those work days. And then finally, I started feeling better. So it was a slow recovery. It was about a week and a half or so cold, and it just would go away. And Like my runny nose went away first, and then it was gone for a day, then it came back, and then it was gone permanently. And I never ran a fever or anything. Never had any breathing issues, never had loss of taste, never had loss of smell, none of that stuff. So it was just one of those annoying colds, and now I feel better. I'm actually, after this episode, I'm going to go for a walk just to get some exercise. That always seems to help. So yeah, plenty to talk about this episode. We'll be right back after a break. I ordered the new Ariana Grande album, Positions, and there were three different covers you could get. One being the regular, and then two limited editions. I was on it, let's just say that. And I got one of the limited edition covers. Kind of like the alternate ones that were not very many were made. So I was very happy about getting that. So the new album is more fun, upbeat, just a great album. Actually, when I sit down and listen to it, I would say it might dethrone Sweetener as my favorite album from her. It's up there with it's. I really did enjoy Positions. And there were some songs that were good, but maybe not like ones I would play on repeat, and then you had other songs that were amazing. And my top two songs positions probably in the second favorite. It was just such a fun song. And then my favorite song is 34 plus 35, which you do the math there and I'll let you figure out what it's about. But I did not think I would like that sort of song, but it was actually very entertaining. Give it a listen. It's on Spotify, free, and YouTube. Positions, it is out, and it is really getting a lot of listens and a lot of positive feedback. And I am continue to be impressed by the work that Ariana Grande is putting into her music career. And during this time of COVID and some people staying home and that sort of thing, on my off days, it's just kind of a nice thing to listen to in the car rides to work, on the way back to work, after work, or at my apartment where I can just listen to whatever. So I would say that it is great. Well, election day has come and gone, and I had worked and then went after work in the morning to vote. By the time I got off work and made it to the polling place, it was like 8:20 in the morning, and I got my vote in, ate breakfast, went to bed by about 9, and it was just a long 4-day stretch of work. Not bad, just felt long. Anytime you do four 12 hours, and I did a 12 and three 12 and a half hour shifts, they just felt long. But everything went fine, and we do not know yet. There has not been a projected winner in enough states for either candidate to reach the magic 270 electoral votes needed to be named the United States of America president. And we will know more hopefully within the coming week. They're still counting in Pennsylvania, in Georgia. Some places have called Arizona for Joe Biden, some have not called Arizona. Georgia, really, really close. There's going to be a recount based on how close it is. Pennsylvania did go towards Biden, but they're still counting. North Carolina looks like it's going to be Donald Trump's. Nevada could go either way, although Biden's lead has spread. It's gotten bigger here. So it's going to be interesting to see when they finally call this election, and just shows how divided we are as voters. But anyway, I wanted to give you a news update without getting too in depth or giving too many opinions. I just hope that every vote's counted. And then after all the votes are counted, declare the winner, make it fair, you know? So, yeah. But it is looking like that Joe Biden's going to be our next president of the United States of America. So we'll see what changes happen with him as the leader. So, funny story for you guys, and it always happens at Walmart. So yeah, I went to go get groceries while my friend and his kid and his parents were at Walmart shopping around, and I wanted to get a new Christmas tree for my apartment for this year and some ornaments and stuff. Well, I got one of those pre-lit trees, and I already had a train to put around the tree. I still have to get the batteries for those and for that. But I did get the tree and the ornaments and a mini tree topper because it's one of those, a 6.5 foot tall pre-lit tree. So it's a decent sized tree, but it's also great with having a mini topper. And I just got like a little light up, star kind of thing, or a little light up tree, mini tree for the top of it. It's kind of cool. But I went shopping around and got to keep, you know, 3-year-old entertained. So we were playing bumper carts. I would like bump into him, go boom, and then he would act like he was kicking the cart and push me away and stuff. And then they would freeze, he would freeze me, so I'd have to freeze and couldn't move, then I'd be unfroze. But it was funny because my friend's mom was she has a hard time walking long distance. So for a big store like Walmart, she has to get one of those scooters, which, oh my goodness, it was the most fun I've had in a while at the Walmart. What happened was we were in the Christmas area looking around in Garden Center, and she like did some like would stop and go, "Oh, look at this," and she would do a donut and go back and look. And then we went to the toys area and looked around, and then we finally made it over the grocery area, and she was like looking at different products like soda and stuff and doing donuts and more donuts and more donuts. And I finally asked her husband, I said, "Does she do this?" And he goes, "All the time. She has more donuts than the Casey's making donuts in the morning." And she kept doing it. And I'm just laughing because I started spinning in circles, and the employees are like walking by and laughing and seeing us do donuts and stuff. And it was just a fun time. It's simple things that keep me entertained. I don't know about you guys, but I'm easily entertained. So yeah, it was a lot of fun. And I'm gonna have to do it again with the donuts. Well, if you need some good coffee, I have a buddy for you. His name's Shay, and he sells coffee at greenskycoffee.com. Head over there now and use the code Billy10, BILLY10, no caps, no spaces. You'll get 10% off your order of coffee. And this stuff is fantastic. I went through another bag of that stuff really quick, and it was just awesome. So highly recommend that you check it out. And if your order is $35 more, you will get free shipping. Okay, so we are in this weird time between Halloween and Thanksgiving and Christmas, because this time of the year is awesome because you have so many holidays. But from Halloween to Thanksgiving, it feels like forever, because Thanksgiving you just go eat, it's not like all the decorating and stuff. So it's like, okay, when is the appropriate time to start decorating for Christmas? Whatever the heck you want, what I say, after any time after Halloween, I would say is acceptable. I think a lot of people wait until after Thanksgiving. But this year, I want to say it was kind of disappointing with Halloween because people didn't decorate as much as normal. I think part of it is because of COVID. They don't want to be out. I decorated inside my apartment like a lot, but as far as the outside went, I just put a little thing on my door. But for Christmas, I really want to get into it this year. So I think I'm going to start with the tree and the ornaments and the train around the tree, see how that looks, and then kind of decide what else I want to get, because I really want to have a fun time and really have a cool looking apartment for Christmas. And I do plan on what I usually try to do, because Christmas Eve, it's always tradition to go to my grandparents. And then that morning, I could go to my dad's. So that's usually what happens with Christmas time. So it's generally busy. What I like to do is between Thanksgiving and Christmas, have some friends over, eat some food, watch some Christmas movies. And then for New Year's this year, I really don't know what the plan's going to be. I might host my own little deal, but we might be able to play some board games and such. But yeah, so I plan on doing my own New Year thing and my own little Christmas in between Thanksgiving, Christmas, to make it easy on everybody. We don't do gifts. It's just more of like, hey, let's watch Christmas movies and eat some food and kind of go from there. And it's really awesome. So yeah, so we're in that weird time, guys. And I look forward to the get-togethers and gatherings and seeing everybody. But I kind of want to get the tree out early to see just what it looks like and everything, and ornaments and such. Really, really fun. And other news, by the way. So the Xbox Series X will be launching November 14th. They are sold out online at least, so I plan on getting one once they actually come out physically in stores and there are some copies available. I want to wait to see to make sure the reviews are good and to make sure there aren't any major issues, because I did get an Xbox One in the first like 6 months it came out. Do not regret it, but I do want to kind of see reviews and such. I do have the 4K TV now, so I'm all set for the best movie picture quality you can get, and also with gaming. And they are upgrading a lot of games from the Xbox One to the Series X for free if you bought it digitally. It's like Witcher 3. I do have the season pass and everything. So they're also adding new missions that were never before shown or in the first game, the third game. So it should be fun to play that. Also, Cyberpunk was delayed till December, which I'm fine with because I think it's going to be a great game, but I cannot wait to play it. So yeah, a lot going on right now, and we are only in early November here. But I apologize for taking the week off, but I was under the weather, and I thought about recording, and I just energy-wise just was not there. So I was glad that I took the week off and was able to get through work and such. And yeah. So we will see what happens, and I will talk to you all next week. And who knows what we'll be talking about? There's a lot of things that I would like to talk to you about. All right, guys, stay safe and stay awesome. And come back next week for more of the Billy Manning Show.